The state is set to receive millions of federal dollars to combat illegal drugs after a recent high-intensity drug trafficking area designation. Alaska is the last state to get the designation, which allows access to a total nationwide funding pool of $250 million. Public safety officials say the money will help facilitate collaboration between federal, state, and local law enforcement. It remains unclear how much funding Alaska will receive or when it will be available. Governor Bill Walker announced the designation and touted his administration's public safety action plan during a press conference today. Walker, who is running for re-election this year, was flanked by more than 30 officials from various law enforcement agencies. He says the state is in a position where it needs to rely more on federal resources for drug enforcement programs.
In the past, we haven't, and we haven't gone after some things that perhaps we should have gone after. So it's a matter of prioritizing, applying for grants takes time. It's a lot of work, and we're applying for lots of grants and lots of different funding from the federal government. So, yeah.
Despite that increasing reliance, Walker says he appreciates the state legislature's recent action to fund certain requests under his public safety plan.
Not just funding, but also specific positions for different prosecutors. And so I think that they were, they recognized the need, the urgency of it. So I think they did the right thing on that. We could always use more. We'd always appreciate more, but we'll celebrate what we have.
The legislation includes money to hire 5 new state prosecutors and $12 million to fight drug abuse.